You do a chesed for somebody, it's not enough just to be superficial. To be superficial about the chesed. You just think, oh, we'll make a party for him, make him feel happy. You have to think in carefully. Is this the right time? Is this appropriate? If you know what's going on in their lives, it requires chokhmah. Chokhmah, just like a person uses chokhmah to learn a sugya, just like a person uses chokhmah in his own life, in his own derech hachayim, you have to use chokhmah and chesed as well. I mean, that's the limud of the Torah. That's when Chazal say, Ma'amra Torah, that Vayoma Shmini Yimo Basar Losa. According to Chazal, that pasuk fits in very well, because what's that pasuk have to do with the parsha? It's a Vayoma Shmini Yimo Basar Losa, Zalocha Mila. So why is it over here? Because over here, the Torah is taking the opportunity to teach you an idea in mitzvah. Oslo Evosh Babiti O Kol Mitzvah Secha. So Vayoma Shmini Yimo Basar Losa, it's not the right place from the halachic system. Halachic system, it should be by Mitzvah Smila in Sefer Bereishis. But in terms of the perfection of the mitzvah, it's perfectly placed in this parasha. This is exactly where it should be. When you're talking about the mitzvahs under the framework of Ozle Olo Evosh Babiti O Kol Mitzvah Secha. You see. And the same thing Chazal say in the same idea with Nida. Same idea with Nida. They Ma'amra Torah. Because it's a fact that if an individual indulges without any respite and just follows the nature of the taiva, that it doesn't bring a person satisfaction. It brings them total frustration. So Ma'amra Torah, the Torah wanted to show a person, to demonstrate to a person, that removing oneself from taiva is really, for the individual's psychological health and well-being, the best thing for the individual. The best thing, and it gives him multiple returns in terms of his psychological well-being and satisfaction from life, which is a very important thing in Yahadus. So therefore, Chazal say, that's what it means in the name Ma'amra Torah. Why did the Torah say that Nido is Shiva? Not just because of Nida. I mean, that's where the Torah shows you the idea. But if you don't take this idea and apply it to every area of your life, so then the individual is forfeiting the opportunity of being a happy person. Of being a happy person. Tachas ha-shalah avarata sadashem lakecho besimcho uvetuv levov meirov kol. So the Rambam says, you see that is the reason for all the klolos. That the person is not happy. The individual is not happy, so that's a terrible chait. All the klolos tachas shel avartas Hashem lekecha besumcha uvetuv levav merov kol avartas evecha. So Yahadus demands that a person can't say, I'll keep all the mitzvahs and I'll do everything, so I'm not happy. So what? What have to be happy for? No, because then the individual is going away from the whole derech hachayim of Yahadus. Derech HaChayim is Derecha Derechei Noam. It means the whole purpose of the Torah is to live in the Derech HaTorah. Not simply to do acts, but to learn perfection in the Derech HaChayim. A person is not besimcha, it means it's an imperfection. What is he missing? What is he lacking? What he thinks is lacking is most of the time totally nonsensical, and he should really be working on besimcha v'tuv levav, merov kol. So that's what the Torah taught us and demonstrated. The person that keeps Hilchos Nida knows that that's a reality. So the reality is one which he has the opportunity to apply to his whole Chaim. So the Ram says in the Mordechai Vuchim, and the Ram says in the Yad also, where he says, but in the Mordechai Vuchim says especially, says it is a known fact that a person is happier. A person is happier if they go from a state of pain to pleasure than if they're in a state of constant comfort. That's a known psychological fact. And basically that's Ma'amra Torah by Hilchos Nida. So it means to say that so it comes out that a person that's lohot, that a person that runs after prosperity in order and taivas, the individual that runs after wealth, what does he try to do? The first thing he tries to do is to attain a constant level of comfort. That's what he tries to do. That means he must be much less happy than he was before he was able to do that. So basically where he's driving himself is to a state of unhappiness. That's the limit of the Torah. And that's where people go, and people go there because they have no knowledge, and because that's Ozle Lo Evosh Babiti Akol Mitzvesecha. That's the Busha. The Busha is, it's a simple idea, it's a true idea, and yet man refuses to accept it and continues to attempt to deny it. But that's really the limud. That's the limud. That's the limud of the mitzvah. That's the limud of the mitzvahs. But what I'm trying to do here is, what I'm trying to do here is to simply open up and to show how Chazal looked at mitzvahs, and how mitzvahs have two different frameworks. One is the halachic framework, and the other is the framework of perfection. And that's why, basically, you see, why do we have tama mitzvahs? What do we have tama mitzvahs for? Why does the Sefer Achinuch give tama mitzvahs? Why does the Ramban give tama mitzvahs? Why does the Ibn Ezra give tama mitzvahs? Why does the Rambam give tama mitzvahs? What do we need tama mitzvahs for? We have to justify the mitzvahs? That's kfira. If you ask me frankly, that's kfira. If a person says he wants to justify why he have a mitzvah, I'll give you a reason for a mitzvah, it's kfira. Because so how could a human being ever think that he's that there's no, because he can't, with his dense mind, he can't think of a reason, so that's a problem. I mean, it's nonsensical. His whole intelligence is a fragile, incomplete, and it's something which is so limited, and when he's only the lifnei tamim deos, it's nothing. It's command the lesser. So why should we have to give tamei a mitzvah? Why the Ramban and the Rambam and the Ibn Ezra? What do we need it for? If a person thinks to justify, to explain the good reason for a mitzvah, that's kfira. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the tamei mitzvah. You don't have to know any more than that. But the answer is because tamei a mitzvah is not the tam why you do the mitzvah. It is the idea. We're mechuyev to be choker in tamei ha-mitzvahs. We're mechuyev to understand the time. Because tamei ha-mitzvahs means each mitzvah is a road to perfection. And if you don't understand the tam, that's why the chinuch in every mitzvah, shorosh ha-mitzvah. Why? Because in every mitzvah, if you don't look for the shorosh ha-mitzvah, and you have no interest, then you can't say Oslo Evosh Rabita Kol Mitzvah Secha. Because every mitzvah is perfection. That's why the Ramban, every mitzvah, says the reason for this mitzvah is this, and many mitzvahs come under this heading, and many mitzvahs come under that heading. And why does the Ramban do it? Why does he do it? And what gives him a right to do it? The answer is, that's why the Torah was given to man, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to man, and a Talmud Chacham who knows the road to the Emes, how to arrive at the Emes in Torah, has the ability to uncover ideas in Torah that guide him in his life in every single mitzvah. That's really Tamei mitzvah. So now it comes out that we're at a point where we could really define what a mitzvah is. We're at a point now, I think, that we could give a definition to what is a mitzvah. What is a mitzvah? Okay? A mitzvah really is a crystallization into a specific kind of a structure of an idea of perfection. A mitzvah really is, what is it? The definition of a mitzvah is, it's a system. Each mitzvah is a system, each mitzvah is a system of Chochmas Hashem. To put it briefly, of Chochmas Hashem, where a Derech Hashem, a Derech HaChayim, is translated from the realm of Machshava to the realm of Maisa. That's what it is. Every single mitzvah in the Torah is simply a translation of a philosophical idea, I mean an idea of Chochmas Hashem and Derech HaChaim, into the realm of Maisa. Into the realm of Maisa. That's what it is. Yes. Yeah. But even the mitzvahs and machshava, it's good, very good point. Even the mitzvahs and machshava come under that heading. I'll tell you what. For instance, the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. So the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema is a mitzvah and machshava. But insofar as it's a mitzvah, we really have to put it in the realm of Maisa. In other words, even mitzvahs that are in the realm of machshava, and even mitzvahs that are in the realm of emotion, okay? Smachtan l'fnei Hashem l'kechon shivas yomim. So you have to feel simcha. It doesn't matter what category the mitzvah is in, for our definition, the way we're defining it right now, it comes under the realm of Maisa. I'll give you an example. Mitzvahs Kriya Shema is a mitzvah pamayim b'chol yom. Correct? Okay, and it is the biggest mitzvah in the Torah, basically. I mean, everything's in Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is everything. It's Yisora Yisodos, Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim, Avas Hashem, Shmiras HaMitzvahs, Limur HaTorah, or everything. That's Kovel, basically everything. That's why it's on the mezuzah, that's why it's in the tefillin, and that's why it's Sefer Mayim B'chol Yom. But I'll ask you a question. Is that mitzvah identical with the perfection that's contained in the mitzvah? The answer is no. Why? Nashim Anat Chayavos in Krishma. The Pturas, Mitzvah Shazman Groma. Are you going to tell me that they're any less related to Yediyas Hashem, Yisor Yisoros, Kabbalas Omocha Shemayim, Limud and Avas Hashem, and Shmiras HaMitzvahs? In one realm of Limud, in terms of Maisa, it is true that they are exempted. But in Yediyas, in Yisor Yisoros, in Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim, did you ever hear that a woman has less of a mitzvah of Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim? Her Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim is less than a man? I never heard of such a thing. Cannot be such a thing. So you see that the Maisa HaMitzvah is not commensurate with the perfection of the mitzvah. The perfection of Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim is for every human being. But the mitzvah, that's the halachic realm. The halachic realm works in its own way. Mitzvah associates man grama, so nashim paturos. It's a different system. But the system of the mitzvahs maisios, and even if it's machshav, it's a mitzvah maisios. Because mitzvahs are maisim. Even if it involves the realm of machshav, it's maisa. But the mitzvah is not commensurate with the perfection behind the mitzvah. The perfection is Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. I mean, Avas Hashem, a woman is no different than a man. Absolutely no different. Maisa mitzvah is different. But looking at the mitzvah, if a woman doesn't learn from that mitzvah the significance of knowing Yisora Yisoros, Yediyas Hashem, Yichud Hashem, Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, Avas Hashem, if those ideas of the mitzvah, she doesn't study them and doesn't learn them, and doesn't incorporate them as the most significant ideas in Derech HaChaim, then she cannot. Then it's Eivosh. Then the person will be embarrassed. Then they can't say Oslo Eivosh by Bito Kol Mitzvah. Every person is chayev in knowing all the mitzvahs, in Yediyas Kol HaMitzvahs, in Tamei HaMitzvahs. That's Oslo Eivosh. There's no difference between Zohar and Akeva. And there's no difference if it's a mitzvah for Kain, a mitzvah for Yisrael, a mitzvah for a Levi. No difference if it's a mitzvah b'zman she'beis mikdashkayim, mitzvah she'ein b'zman, the mitzvah doesn't exist, man she'ein beis mikdashkayim. It makes no difference whatsoever. Every single mitzvah, when it's analyzed, is a vehicle of perfection for every adam. That's Oslo Eivosh. And it's not just for Yisrael. I mean, the Rambam says that the Sefer Torah is Eidusi L'chol Boy Olam. Chol Boi Olam is every human being. Because if it's a vehicle of perfection, the idea of those mitzvahs and knowledge and understanding of the vehicle of perfection is for every Olam. Naturally, Masa Mashiach. I say Masa Mashiach, it says, Ki Moloch HaLoretz Deyas Ad Hashem, Kamayel Yom HaChasim. It means they'll know. They'll understand the ideas behind the mitzvahs, the perfection of the mitzvahs. Whether they'll be chayiv in mitzvahs is a separate question. But but in terms of perfection, the ideas of mitzvahs is for every person, for every individual. Now you see, it's an interesting thing. But
is it all strange?
No, it's not strange. It's a good question, but it's not strange. Because the Rambam, you'll notice the Rambam at the end of the Prakim usually does give. The end of the Inyanim, in the Yara Chazaka, he gives reasons for almost every group. The end of a group, he gives end of Hilchus, by the end of Tfilin and Mezuzah and Sefer Torah, he talks about the importance of Sefer Torah. And in the end of, by and in Mikvos, and every, you'll take a look, he always Shmir Shabbos, in the end of the Shabbos, he has philosophy of Shabbos. What's the idea of Shabbos? And everyone. But the reason why the Rambam put that pasuk, not only in Sefer Mitzvahs, but in the Yada Chazaka, the reason is because a person cannot just think that they can go to the mitzvah Hashem and start philosophizing and start giving reasons. That's not possible. Without the idea of the halacha, and without the person knowing the derech halimud of Torah Shabbal Peh, it's not possible for the person. Then whatever they say is just nonsensical. Then it's just their own reasons that they're trying to project onto the Torah. But the only one that can do it is a person that knows how to learn, that knows the derech haTorah in Limud HaTorah, in Limud HaTorah, in Torah Shabbat Chassav, and in Torah Shabbat Peh. And if they don't know it, then their ideas are nonsensical. Chazal can say, Rabbi Shimon Yochanan, Ne'imam HaTorah. But if another person would say that idea, they may be correct, but they didn't have any right to say it, and they just, sometimes a person can happen on something, but that's not really called Limud. Limud means, Ozlo Evesh, Rabbi Yochanan, Sechon means, it has to be based on knowledge and chokhmah. And that's why you need the sefer of the Yad HaChazaka. It means if a person can't learn through, doesn't know the mitzvahs, b'chol diktukeh on proteseh, he doesn't know them and he doesn't understand them, then it's tamei, and it's tamei mitzvahs or nothing. So the Ramban can give tamei mitzvahs. The Ibn Ezra can give tamei mitzvahs. The Rambam can give tamei mitzvahs. But an ordinary person that just reads Torah Shabbat cannot do it. It's impossible for the person to do it, and whatever they say is simply nonsensical because they don't understand the Derech HaTorah. That's why he puts it over there. But the objective, in terms of the Derech HaChayim of the individual, which is really the objective of Kol HaTorah Kula, is really to understand the Shoroshei HaMitzvos as well as the Halachic system. The Shoroshei HaMitzvos is where the individual gains a derech achayim. You see, the Rambam says that, in the beginning over there in Hilchos Sefer Torah, that he says in the end of Perek Dalav, Af pi shedvorim elu dover katan karos on chachomim sherem chachomim dover gadol ma'isem akava dover katan avayis abayev rava af al pikein ruuyin hein la gimon. It gives him the das. But it's subject to levels of degree. Each person can attain perfection on their own level. But the perfection is what the Rambam is talking about. How is a person zocha to chay olam haba? We know very well a person can do all the mitzvahs and can lose his chay olam haba. Doiga domi did all the mitzvahs, no chay olam haba. So the derech to be no chay olam haba is not simply through asiyas mitzvahs, but through understanding the perfection and the ideas behind the mitzvahs and living according to those ideas. That's what the Gemara says. By Dar Yadom, his Torah was Minasofo Luchutz. Minasofo Luchutz is not Nochel Chayelam Abba. So that's really the Rambam. Okay. So that's the definition of a mitzvah. See, a mitzvah is a translation into the world of Maisa. Into the world of Maisa. Of principles, ideas in Derech HaChayim, which is given in the Torah, which is Chochmas Hashem.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Between the districts?
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Then it says that right. That's what Gemara says. Why was Ben Sarah Maraloi Hoyavolo Nivra? So why was it given? Lidro Shulakabal Schar. That's what it means. That's exactly what the Gemara means. What does it mean? It means to say that there are two frameworks under which mitzvahs find themselves. There's the framework of asiyah and halacha and the intricate halachic system with all its infinite chokhmah, and then there is another level, the level of perfection. Then Sarah Myra is lahoyah v'lanivra, means it'll never happen that this mitzvah will ever be enacted. Never will happen. Never happened, never will happen. But why was the mitzvah given? Because if the mitzvah were not there, then you would not be able to mekayim oz lo evosh babiti al kol mitzvah secha. Because you would miss a mitzvah. You'd miss a mitzvah. Babiti al kol mitzvah secha. Not ba associates kol mitzvah secha. Babiti al kol mitzvah secha. So ba associates kol mitzvah secha. Can't do all the mitzvahs. No one can do all the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are broken up, given to different individuals. But babiti al kol mitzvah secha. Every individual can go. That's very good. Yeah. I mean, like I said, yeah. Tacha sashila varta sara shemala kecha besimcha to levi. Have a pasuk in the Torah. Pasuk in the Torah. The only way to do it. The person's not happy, it means to say there's something wrong in his derech hachayim and his derech avodas Hashem. Something very wrong. Very wrong. What it's showing you is that she makes an irrational decision based on the situation. So it means that a person can make an irrational decision based upon the pressure of the physical pain. A person has to be aware of that, and for that state alone, a person's chayav chatos. That's what it means. Just for being in that state. See, I want you to understand something. The word chait, and this is something which I think is significant. The word chait, most people have a very childish understanding of the word chait. Chait, they think, means they did something bad. Did something wrong, and I'm culpable. I'm responsible for my actions, and I made a mistake. I'll show you that chait in the Torah is not synonymous with culpability, and with guilt in terms of an error. Okay, I'll show you. For instance, you have in Parshas Vayikra. So when the Torah lays down the karbonos. So you see in the Torah there are four gavras that are chayiv in carbon. In the first parsha of Vayikra, I mean, just reading the parsha of Vayikra, you come to the conclusion, if you just look at the parsha, that there are four gavras that are chayiv in karbonos. One gavra is, of course, the ordinary person. If he's over in Avera, which is chayiv, al zedono koris, al shigasas chayiv chatas. I mean, that's al zedono koris, shigasas chayiv chatas. Okay, the ordinary person. The next gavra that's chayev, another gavra that's chayev in the carbon, is the melech, asher nosi yecheto, and his carbon is different. Then there's another gavra that's chayev a carbon, and that's the kohen, the kohen gadol, the kohen mashiach, the kohen gadol, he's chayev a carbon, but his aveira even is different, because he's only chayev a carbon if it's through horah. The carbon that is chayiv is only through horah. It's an interesting thing. Not just accidental, you see. Not just everything, everything is an idea. The kain gadol is chayiv in horah. By the way, that is the raya. Par excellence that the kain is the melamed. Because you see that the kain gadol is chayiv. We mentioned, I'm sorry, it was Friday. We did some. I think you may be interested in something we did last few weeks on Lashon Hara, which Friday we went through the parsha of of Tazria, really, with regard to halachas of Metzora, and we showed the basic ideas that Chazal direct a person to. But the halacha, one of the things was that you have to go to the Kohen. You have to go to the Kohen. But see, we mentioned the Kohen is the Malame. Yoru Mishpatach Liyakov Sarasul Yisrael, and Sifse Kohen Yishmu Das. But you see, it's not only that, it's a parsha in the Torah. Because what's the par kohen gadol is where the kohen gadol gives horah and he follows his horah. He's not chayiv only on horah im shigigas maisa. What does it mean? It means he gave a horah and then he did the maisa. So see, the kohen gadol's chayiv is a different kind of a chayiv carbon. It's with horah. Because the kohen gadol has a din of hara. Essentially, that's his role, is hara. That's the main. That's his main yoru mishpatach liyakov. That's his main function, really. The kohen gadol, of course, in the halachic sphere, he has many, many functions. But in the sphere of perfection, he is the one that gives hara yoru mishpatach liyakov. It's the rest of Israel. So that's why the kohen gadol is the only one, the only human being that's chayev as an individual that's chayev a carbon on hara. Okay, but then you have also par helam dover shel tzibur. The tzibur is the fourth gaver. The tzibur is the fourth gaver that's high of a carbon. Is the tzibur? That's v'hoya in me ene ha'edon nesesolish gaga. In me ene ha'edon nesesolish gaga. So that's par helam dover shel tzibur. Now what is par helam dover shel tzibur? Strange case. The Sanhedrin paskin the Shaila wrong. The Shaila was nogeya something which Zidono chayev koris and Shigigaso chayev chatas. And they gave the wrong harah. They convened, they went through the Shaila, they gave the wrong harah. The Osu Rov HaKohol Al Yodom. I mean, Islam collects Tanakh. This is based. Osu Rov HaKohol Al Yodom. Most of the Kohol went and they acted based upon their harah. So what's the halacha? So the chayiv and par and the chayiv and a serious carbon par helam dover shel tzibur. So where was the who was what was wrong? Where was the guilt? The Sanhedrin sat down and they sat down to paskin shaila in all earnest. That's the chiyuv. That's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. The al pi ha'torah she'arucha. What does the pasuk say? The Sanhedrin that's Yoshvin in the Migdash Belishkas Agazis. So the Sanhedrin paskin the Shaila, they paskin wrong, and the whole call did it al piyam. Rov the call did al piyam. So now you're chayiv in a par chatas, a par halam dover shel tzibur. So why? I mean, the call certainly didn't do anything. What are they supposed to do? That's al piyat arshay yerucha. So they followed the Torah. They went according to the Sanhedrin. So you see an interesting thing here. I mean, where was the? If you say a person had it in his refrigerator, he had a piece of chalav and a piece of shuman, and he made a mistake and he ate the piece of chalav, okay, you'll say he's guilty. He should have been more careful. What are you going to say over here? The call should have been more careful. What should the call have done? So you'll tell me the Sanhedrin should have been more careful. I mean, they tried. They sat down. They made a mistake. It doesn't matter if it was a door that there were different doors. This was the best they could do. They're still chayav a carbon. It doesn't matter. This is the best thing. There's no way they could have done any better. They're still chayav a carbon. It's an interesting thing. Why are they chayav a carbon? The answer is because the idea of shmiras hamitzvahs is a different concept than most people think. On a superficial level, the shmiras have to be good. You see, it's not simply that. If that's the case, there wouldn't be any par helam dover shel tzibur. The mitzvos means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Taryag mitzvos, he took the ideas of perfection of the Derech Hashem, and what he did was he embodied them in mitzvos maisios, translated them into mitzvos maisios. And v'atem tiyu l'mamlachas kohanim v'goy kadosh means that is archiv. Archiv is to keep every one of these entities that are translated into Maisa from Chochmas Hashem, from the true Derech Hashem, our chiyuv as an ummah is to keep every one of those mitzvahs. That's our obligation. That's what ten tiyulim mamlechas kohanim v'gai kadosh. So v'im me'enei ho'edo, v'im me'enei ho'edo ho'isol ishgaga, it means the enei ho'edo, the Sanhedrin made a mistake, and the whole kohol followed them. So this means that the kohol is in a state of ignorance, and the kohol is in a state which is a harmful state, because now they can't play the role of Mamleches Kohanim and the Goy Kadosh. They failed. Doesn't matter why. It's not a matter of individual culpability. Carbon is not just for individual culpability. You see from the Gemara, why does your lettuce bring a carbon? It is the carbon is a different, is a much deeper idea. It means there was a failure, because Yahadus maintains that what is evil, ignorance is evil. And here there was me'enei ho'edo ho'isol ishgaga. The whole call, which is supposed to reflect Chochmas Hashem, was defective. That's machayev and a carbon. Machayev and a carbon chatas. Now you get the why is not the issue. Why is not the issue? The fact is that they have failed. That's why chait means to fail. Doesn't mean to you can fail for many reasons. But the Torah is telling us is that evil is a lack of knowledge. If this kohol is lacking knowledge, forget about why. Chayev chatas. And if you don't think that this situation is a horrible situation, then you don't have any appreciation for what Torah is. So the par chatas of the par helam dor shel tzibur is a different kind of a concept. Sometimes the Torah concentrates on an individual's guilt, but sometimes the Torah concentrates on the failure in terms of the system. If the system demands a certain level, and the whole system is failing, me'enei ho'edo ho'isol ishgaga, it means that it came on something that shechayovin al zdonon koras v'al shigigasan chatas, and the call fails to represent the derech ha-chochma, that's chatas. Then you chayev chatas. So basically that's what I mentioned, that is one level of atemti li mamleches kohanim v'gai kadosh. It's really a whole concept in Tayag, and that's why I explain why Chazal say that we keep the mitzvahs now because eventually we're going back there to Yisrael. It means to say that in terms of Tayag, in terms of that framework is only really existent totally when you have the Mikdash. But this brings us to something else. This brings us to something else. It comes out like this, that the Tayag mitzvahs that they received at Sinai, okay? So I understand that these mitzvahs were given because Mamleches Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh, and all the ideas of perfection are incorporated in these mitzvahs, translated from the realm of the intellectual, from the realm of Chochma, into the realm of Maisa, of human Maisa, and we were makabel to keep these entities, every one of these entities as a group, that's what we accepted at Sinai, but There still is a problem. What's the problem? Certain mitzvahs didn't have that kind of a development. Namely, which mitzvahs? Mitzvahs before Matan Torah. Mitzvahs before Sinai. The mitzvahs that were given at Sinai were given with that one idea in mind, because that's the system of perfection. Mamleches Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. Translated into mitzvos maisios, okay? That's one idea. That's one framework. But now I'll ask you a question. There was a time before, and a very significant time before Sinai, that Jews had mitzvos. When? It's in Mitzrayim. Achadosh Zelachem Rosh Chodoshim. So the mitzvos in Mitzrayim. So why were the mitzvahs in Mitzrayim given? If it wasn't the time, Vatem Tiyuli Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, it was said later? Why was it... So why were these mitzvahs given in Mitzrayim? What's the answer? The answer is straightforward. Those mitzvahs were given for the people at that time. Those mitzvahs were the vehicle through which they were able to emerge into an ummah. So it wasn't under the mandate v'atem tiyulim amlechas kahana v'gai kadosh, but it came under a different pasuk. Yeah, Achrei Shalachem Rosh Chodesh in Parshas Bo. Dabro kol v'esro lemar. That old parsha, the mishku kulachem tzon, mishku yidechem avodah zarah, kulachem tzon shel mitzvah, v'ra'isi es adam ufasachti aleichem. What does Rashi say? It means I'll see that you're shomer mitzvosai, and that's why you will be negolim. So you see those group of mitzvahs, Pesach and Matzah, all those mitzvahs and mitzvahs halayla. The mitzvahs were really not given under the framework of Atem Tiyulim Mamlechas Kahana V'Gai Kadosh. What were they given? It's a totally different framework. The framework was really to create the Ummah. It was a different objective. A different objective. So then the question is, if that's the case, so why do we keep them? And if we don't know the Tamei HaMitzvah, then we're lacking in the Oslo Evosh. So who was the one that raised the question? The Baal HaGadol. Kol shelo omar shlosha dvarim elu ba-Pesach lo yotza yedecha vaso. What didn't he say? Matzah zu shana ochum al shema. Pesach shehoyo v'seinu ochum. It doesn't matter, but mana bias, not as mana bias. Pesach Shayva Ochum Al Shem Ma. And the Baal HaGadol gives the strangest reasons. What kind of a reason is it? Al Shem Shem Moru as a mitzvah as chayav. It doesn't say. What is it? It's true. It says in the Torah by Moras Chayav and Vodakash. But who says that's the reason for the mitzvah? But the answer and Matzah Al Shelo Hispik B'Tzekes Shel Avosenu Lahachmet. Yeshua said Al Shem Mishum Shenema Barav Tachlu Matzahs. I mean, why does it say that's the mitzvah Barav Tachlu Matzahs? Doesn't say that. Al Shem Shelo Hispik B'Tzekes Shel Avosenu Lahachmet Shenema Vayofu Es Abotzek Asher Tzim Mitzrayim Uves Matzahs Kiloch Hametz Hot Pasuk. Ramban says that the Ramban has to change a little. He says it doesn't mean literally the way it sounds. He says it means that's why they ate it on the road, because he's Ramban Ibn Ezra, whether they were Asa B'chametz or not. All right, whatever. But there's two pshatim in the pasuk. But where did the Baal HaGadol come along and say that's the reason? That's the reason. The reason is Barav Tachlu Matzos, and mitzvahs Korban Pesach. There's a mitzvah. No, because Hashem shepasach Hakadosh Baruch Hu al botei avoseinu b'Mitzrayim shenema the pesach zevach pesach Hashem. So I mean that, but that's not the time why I'm eating it. I mean, where did the Baal HaGadol get these tamim? What's the importance of these tamim? And why, if I don't say the tamim, I'm lo yotzei dechavasa? What's the answer? The answer is because these mitzvahs were given before Sinai, and these mitzvahs had a different purpose at the time. Of then v'atem tiyuli mamleches kahana v'gei kadosh. So why do we do it? That's what the Baal HaGadol explains. We do it because it's important for us to know and to remember exact these ideas that were in Mitzrayim. So the mitzvah is commemorative. It's a different kind of a mitzvah. It's a different kind of a tam. It's like the Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim for a reason. He says that a person must always remember the bad times in their life. So when they have good times, they shouldn't forget. It's very good for a person to remember the bad times, because this causes a person to be humble and to live a life of humility and to recognize Chasdei Hashem constantly. So the mitzvah has a different tam. There are different ideas. Matzah al shem rila ram say matzah al shem shenigalu. Al-Shem Shenigalu. It's a different, these three mitzvahs come under a different framework. It doesn't come under the framework of Atem Tiyulim Amlechas Kahana V'Gai Kadosh. It comes under the framework of Zeichi Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you don't know the Tama Mitzvah, if you don't understand the Tama Mitzvah, then you can't say Oslo Eivosh, but Bikti Yokol Mitzvah Secha. What does the Rambam say in Korban Pesach? He says the mitzvahs korban Pesach, asher Pesach Hashem, abotei avaseinu b'mitzrayim. The mitzvah was, and that's Shabbos Hagadol really, that the very thing that the whole world said, if you do this, it's death. That is really the mitzvah and the geula and chiyus and chayolam hazeh and chayolam haba. That is exactly the thing. What everybody says is death is life, and the fact that that's Shabbos Hagadol. That they had the courage to take Mishchu Chuluch and Tzon, that they had the courage to do that. So that's Asher Posach HaRishem Al Botei Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim B'Nogpos Mitzrayim V'Esboteinu Hitzil. That's the idea. That what the world says, the world's philosophy is death. Philosophy of Yehadus is life. The whole world, they feel so secure in their convictions and their Derech HaChayim, that this is the Derech HaChayim. They're all wrong. That's the Derech Modas. This is the Derech HaChayim. That's the Limud. If you don't say that, that's what the Balagoda says. That's what Ben Gamliel says. If you don't understand the Tama Mitzvah, if you don't understand the framework of the Mitzvah, and this Mitzvah has a unique framework, and the Tama Mitzvah is significant, and it's a Limud, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu incorporated this into Tayyag for a very specific reason and Limud. And if you think it's just like it comes on Latentilum Avachas kind of Gekarish, it's a different, you're making a mistake. It's a different kind of a mitzvah. The nature of the mitzvah is different. The Ram makes a point of that in the 43rd parak of the Gemara Avachas, the 46th. In the Tamei HaMitzvahs. But that is really, that's the purpose of that. That's really Tamei HaMitzvahs. And without that, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, you cannot be Mekayim. And Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Kiyum HaMitzvah is the perfection. The night of the Seder, if the Tamei HaMitzvahs are not understood and you don't really understand the framework of what you're doing and you just do mitzvahs maisiyos, you are not Mekayim the mitzvah of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because that's the whole objective of the mitzvah, like the Rambam says. To remember that we were avodim. To remember Chasdei Hashem and not to breach your identification with the people that were Mitzrayim, where we would be there. What is it? What is it? The first thing in Agada. Ilu lo tzei Kadosh Baruch Hu nezer harienu v'nevenu mishibonim ayinu far Mitzrayim. If a person doesn't feel that way, so that means that the mitzvah has basically no relevance, and there's no perfection, and there's no Oslo Evosh. And that's why the night of the Agada, the Tamei HaMitzvah, are not only significant in the framework of the mitzvah, but you have to understand they're a different kind of a mitzvah, different under a different framework. That's the Balagada. Okay, we'll stop it. No, that's what I'm saying. Exactly what I'm saying. The Rambam says, look carefully in the Lashon of the Rambam and the Marduk. He says exactly. And that the time of this mitzvah is different for us than it was for them. It serves a different role. And you have to understand what it's doing and what the role is. And Leil HaPesach, Leil Shimur Mulat Hashem, is the night where an individual has to attain perfection. If there's no perfection from the Sipur, what is the purpose of the Sipur? The Sipur is perfection. If there's no perfection from the Sipur and a person just does it perfunctorily, mechanically, it's nothing. He is not really partaking of the mitzvah. Well, Yotzei Rechavase, he really hasn't partaken of the mitzvah. Is he Balavera? No. But the mitzvah, he missed the mitzvah.